Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Celebrating the birthday of Sir James Cameron Tudor. On this day, October 18th in the year 1919, eminent Barbadian politician, diplomat, teacher, and journalist James Cameron Tudor was born in St. Michael, Barbados. He was the son of shopkeeper and provision merchant James Tudor and his wife Irene. James Cameron Tudor's humble beginnings clearly had a very profound impact on his achievements and life of service. The journey of his father, James Arthur, from cotton picker to being one of the most prominent Black Barbadian business persons of the 20th century was an inspiration. Young James Cameron attained his secondary education at the elite Harrison College, and he then proceeded to Oxford in 1940 for his tertiary education. While there, James Cameron studied philosophy, economics, and politics, and in 1943 was elected the first Black president of the Oxford Union, where he was described as having, quote, exercised in the chamber a pleasant and astringent wit, end quote. Tudor previously served as treasurer and secretary of the Oxford Union between 1941 and 1942. During his sojourn in the United Kingdom, Tudor was a broadcaster with the British Broadcasting Corporation between 1942 to 1945, and also lectured at Reading University from 1944 to 1945. After attaining his master's degree in history and politics, in 1944 at Oxford, James Cameron returned to Barbados and taught at the Combermere School from 1946 to 48, and then at Queen's College, British Guiana from 1948 to 51. On his return to Barbados, James Cameron taught at the Modern High School, where he was the sixth form master from 1952 to 1961. Tudor's journey into politics began in 1951, when he was elected to the Parliament of Barbados as a member of the Barbados Labour Party. However, in 1955, he, along with Errol Barrow and Frederick Sleepy Smith and other former members of the Barbados Labour Party, exited that party and founded the Democratic Labour Party. When the Democratic Labour Party formed the government in 1961 under the leadership of Errol Barrow, Tudor became the Deputy Premier and Minister of Education. Additionally, James Tudor served on the Council of the newly incorporated University of the West Indies from 1962 to 1965, and under his tenure as Minister of Education, established a campus in Barbados in 1963. When Barbados became independent in 1966, Tudor became Deputy Prime Minister and continued as Minister of Education until 1967. Cameron Tudor was Minister of State for Caribbean and Latin American Affairs from 1967 to 71. He served twice as Minister of Foreign Affairs, first from 1971 to 76 and again from 1986 to 89. After leaving Parliament, he entered the diplomatic service and first served as the Barbados' High Commissioner to the UK from 1972 to 75, and then as the permanent representative of Barbados at the United Nations from 1975 to 79. His final diplomatic posting was as High Commissioner to Canada from 1990 to 92. For his long and distinguished service to Barbados and the Caribbean, James Cameron Tudor was bestowed the Companion of the Order of St. Michael and St. George in 1970 and was elevated to a Knight Commander of the Order in 1987. He was clearly one of the founding fathers of post-independent Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.